pa sam kresio škef. Dejna, gala, jako. For trying to give us a little bit of an opportunity to find some kind of focus and some kind of sense of direction. But Hayid is supposed to find himself in Golas. But he said, like just to try and share a few, should we call it, divrei siyum. As we're coming to the end of the Tisha B'Av this year. Still in Golas. But there's no doubt that there's a significant change before Tisha B'Av and after Tisha B'Av. I'd like to try and understand this. What have we achieved? And how do we move on? We all sat collectively. We sat on the floor and we cried together about the bitterness of the Oimek HaGolus, about the plight of Klal Yisrael in such a massive hesed upon him. So distance kaviyochel from the Gilei Ashkena, from the Mikdosh. Then it's just to set it a little bit to understand. In the Seder Shmona Esra that we daven every day, three brachas at the beginning, the introduction to the Shmona Esra, three brachas at the end of Shmona Esra. And then there are the 12 central brachas in the middle. Of those, they are divided almost into two. The brachas which we begin with, which a person is in the spal, for his das, for his slicha, for geula, for refa'inu, for baruch aleinu, for his welfare. And then all the sidra tefillah continue with tefillahs, which daven for the Mashiach, for the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, for the Tkufat L'Ofsid Lovik, Ka'ab HaShofar, Hashiva, etc. Even Shemei tefillah was a chiddush to me, and I saw it for the first time this year. I understood that Shemei tefillah is somewhat of a summary of all the tefillahs. In Torah, no. Shemei tefillah also belongs to the brachas, which when there'll be the Mikdosh from the Be'elim Atikun is basically based tefillah. We said it in the Eichal, Sassan Tfilosi. Shemei tefillah also belongs to the Seder Brochus that we daven for the Ribbono Shel Olam. When the Olam will come, Tetz Richtig Atikun will refunction the way it's supposed to be. So if we think that at least half of all our tefillahs that we daven every day are all talking about release from Golos, we're all talking about the Geula, we're all talking about Asid Lovin. But I just want to understand one thing. The tefillahs that we daven in Shemei Esra are not for mikrim yuchodim, for special kind of circumstances where we need one thing or another. The tefillahs of Shemei Esra are for the basic daily requirements of a person. What a person needs on a regular basis, that's what the Shemei Esra is for. We don't talk in Shemei Esra about particular circumstances. We don't talk about particular gzeiros. It's the filler for the regular function of a person. And if Chazal understood that half the tefillahs are for the eating of the mispalah, for the mikdash, and the relief of the golos, and the pshat is that our daily function, our lives are missing something which is so basic to the way that we need to be able to function, erev avoyki b'tzarai. We're not davening for the mikdash for some special kind of chumrah, the extra brochas, extra schoolers. We're davening for our chiyus in a very basic way, as the makeup of the Shemini Esther took to be. Without it, our lives is a basic struggle. And that's what we're davening for. And that's what we've internalized over the last 3 weeks. The expression of understanding that our longing and our needing and the bitterness of our goals and the greatness of all our values is the fact that our life is so void and so missing. Everything about what takes us to the Shechina and Mikdash, what it's all about. Rabbi said, I'd like to present a tefillah. I don't know how close or distance this is from the Poshka Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kalmas Abba and Yerushalayim. And all of us have been this Abba and Yerushalayim. The Gemara says about this, a great haftochen. It's a halochen, it's a Gemara. Kalmas Abba and Yerushalayim is Zeuche Barev Yisimchos. He will see. He will be Zeuche. The Velfet of Hashailah, the Nusach of this Gemara, the Nusach of this Halacha, the end of Hilchus in Shulchan Aruch Hilchus Tisha B'Av almost finishes it. Kalam Asabal Yerushalayim is Zeuche Barev Yisimchos. The Nusach of the grammar is difficult to understand. And the Tzal Yerushalayim is Yizke B'Yerev Yisimchos. Where is Zeuche? Where is Roya? What have we seen? So there's a lot of terutzim, famous terutzim, whatever they may be. And that's not what I want to get involved at the moment. The Chumash Baal Zayin. That's for the celebration. When there is a Mikdosh, then everybody's lives is so different. When there is a Mikdosh, there's Simcha Sachaim in every eat. One of the basic Kinyonim was Mikdosh is so different. It's the fact that it's Nosos Kol Haaretz. Asar Yechdu Ruchim Benashim means the place where everybody rejoices. So you won't see the Siddhcha in the time of the Midrash. There's Kaporos Avedas, Bechor Ben Tochizov, Shetim Medrash, the Tomich of Shachar was Mechapan Abeir Sheva Laila, the Tochich of Ben Abayim, Mechapas Abeir Sheva Yoyim. The person would never stay overnight without having Kapor. When this Be'ach of Kibrenit, as if you broke as if you're Yeshua, as if you're a fool, it's not in the Gemara. Meziach Shveiris, that's the Kirch of the Mikdash. Ula Yeshem, Levakish, the Rebbeinu Shveir. Yidna was Chazir is Abu Gimel. The Vin Oysik in his Abu Yerushalayim. We want to wake up and that Zerich of Arayim. We should immediately be able to see at the school of Bas Mikdash Hot, we should see it now. We want that there Koryach, because the Mikdash is Mesameach, because the Mikdash is Mechazik, because the Mikdash is Mechaper, because the Mikdash shows Yidin clarity. We should be Zeuche Mikdash. Rather, the Mikdash is on its way, it's coming about. The Yizke, the Yira, is sometime in the future. The Zeuche Vareh Musayim Haim. Everybody tried. Everybody did what they did to be the Sabbath of Yerushalayim and Zeir HaKoychus. And we pray Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yisrael, even Ken Shem Shayis help and the Dechid and the Cheshkas HaGolus. The difficulty that people are struggling with is beyond our capacity to be able to come. And we daven, as we den Tisha B'Av, as we say, as we say, as we say, then Koyach from Mikdosh, then Brocha from Mikdosh. Everything that Mikdash has to be Ma'ir of Leben from Yedid, in Ruchlis and Begashmitz, so that Alayla Shem Ma'ir is already now, immediately. Zorich of Alayla. We go in the place. We try, we want. This is just to understand. What's the greatest tikkun of our Avedus? Habad is a Zorich of Alayla. It's like a voltage of ritual that there is, just mentioned the Ktsura, where is the Gazach? Eight in the Gemara. Gemara says, Gemara in Tainus. Kalam Yisrael Yerushalayim, Zerich HaBarev Yisrael Chosso. Yishayim Yisrael Yerushalayim, Ein Yerah Yisrael Chosso. Gemara brings a price, Yitayim Namahochi, Kala Yichol Bosso, Yishay Yisayayim, Yitishavo, Olav HaKosso, Vohime, So the ritual, what does it mean, Tia Venoisam Alatzmoisam? Their bones bear the Aveira of not being Misabal al Yerushalayim. So the time, where did the Kippurish? I wrote the Kippurish. Hirish. She'ein Latzmoisam Tchia Betchia Samesim. Their bones will not be Zaycha, because they weren't the Sabbath of Yerushalayim. They speak, the Gemara goes on to say afterwards, possibly those are not able to fast in the different state. And he says, I'm ready to get Chidushim stated between the Gemara. The Gemara says, the Ritzvah says, that the Tchias HaMeisim are Osir Diyas Mabinyan Beis HaMeikdash. La'isam Shemaisu Begolus V'chiki V'yishur. The Tchias HaMeisim happens in two stages. There's a Tchias HaMeisim, he says, Achgam, the Gemara says, O'ichu V'shoyse Tiyam El'isam Ha'atzmoisam. Aber Adayin Efshir, She'edaz Le Tchia B'yayim Hadin Shu'achem V'isam Mashiach. Which I don't understand much about this. Well, the Torah tells us that the Yom HaDin HaGodol, which is also years after the Megillah of the Mashiach, well, then there'll be a Tchias HaMeisim. But there'll be a Tchias HaMeisim which will accompany everybody who was Mechakel Yeshua, everybody from Tzeich HaGolus, was Mitzabal Yerushalayim, he'll be Zeicher that when Mashiach comes about, he'll be brought, resurrected to be Mesameach in the Simchas Yerushalayim. For those in the Sameach, an extra Tchias HaMeisim, a Chiddush. You can tell you about this. We've struggled so much today with the eat and drink that they haven't had. There's something that they'll be repaid with, which will be way beyond the school of Osei Sazmei Ben Zeicha Zayin. A Tchia, then Guf, will have a Tchia way ahead of the Zman of Tchia Sameisim, with his mama and his amigdash will be rebuilt, because they'll be Zeicha to be able to him. The Hachia is all those people, they've got a right to the Schus, to be been shattered in the sinfas of being in Yerushalayim, and that they'll have an extra tchiyah. They should take in Ritzvah. An extra tchiyah is amazing for those people. So Avada, we're coming through a Tisha B'Av with a great sense of achievement. So it's not kind of bitter avedis. So a bitter avedis of a bit of a tikkun. It's something I can also tell us to. It's amazing. The zoicha b'roya. He will be zoicha. He will achieve. He did show that he cares. This is a state in the Sfarim Hakdoshim. In Malsho state, I'm very dikazach, very dikachidish. That the 3 weeks that there are between Shiva Osul, the Tammuz, and Tisha B'Av. And now we're becoming to be the sign of Tkufa. It is a seal of a Tkufa of Avoy the Chashuv of Oid. It's a seal of a Tkufa of Tayelis Peva. And it's a seal of a Tkufa which will give all to the Yeshua for Klal Yisrael. Now and later. Zoicha v'roya v'yizke v'yira. Hashem tells us that the 3 weeks that there are between Shiva Osad and Tisha B'Av are parallel to the Chof Aleph Yomim between Rosh Hashanah and Nishan Aram. Both of them are 21 days of Iskaravus, of Tikkun HaMaisin, of Tshuva, of coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each one with different b'chinas. The 21 days that there are from Rosh Hashanah, the Yom HaDin, a person wants to be mechazik himself to make sure there's al zeicha zayin b'din. This is a different kufa, it's a different b'china altogether. This is a b'china where we look for the Ribbono Shel Olam. As Paul explained, it's a time where the Ribbono Shel Olam waits for us to seek him. And we're mechazik b'tshuva, we finished off the eicha, the eicha is hashiveinu Hashem elecha b'tshuva. To find the Ribbono Shel Olam b'tshuva, hester, eicha t'harechas from tshuva. It's a tshuva where we don't allow, we don't want the distance of our Kodesh the Klal Yisrael to continue any longer. Both are ways in which we find our ways the closest to Kodesh Baruch. As we come to this tshuva of the end of Tisha B'Av, it's a bechina for Ani'ila of the greatest time of Tveikus. And when this Baal Nacham Ote Rebbeinu Shalom, as we've been previously, and the Rebbeinu Shalom should be Mekabel, that which we've done so far to seek him, to look for him, to want to become close to him. And he should be mechazek us, and be mekarev us. He should be zeicha to oras ponah for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everybody in his life. On my side, what Yom Kippur didn't do for us yet this year, the Tisha B'Av will do for us this year. Zeh b'choy v'zeh b'choy, in that which people are waiting for, their Geula and their Yeshua. And this Avedus should be the Sapach, the Sosin, the Simcha, the whole basis of whichever way he's waiting to see his Yeshua and to be able to see his Bracha. Because of the mention, the longing for closest HaKadosh Baruch Hu, something which achieves the Gruz in Nachas Ruch. We just want to just try and find the Hemshech. Find something which we're going to come away from. Where our Avodah is going to be different as a result of that which we tried to be in Yisrael in the 3 weeks of his carabus of looking through the Avodah, of being Mis'abel or Hester Pomen. One or two points I'd like to mention. Yeled v'achizuk, whichever way we try to maintain kibras and akim is something very relevant, which is the tachlis and the tayelis of these 3 weeks. Everybody knows the famous story of Kantor Bar Kantor. It was a matzav of embarrassment of sinas chinam. The yotze poel of that story was as the Gibran Amarid the Kachur and Amigdash. The Emma says, it's very interesting the way the Gemara places this. The Gemara talks about Kamsa Bar Kamsa and Ansa Mais of Jihad, that somebody was invited or not invited, he ended up at the Suda, disinvited the Chavayim. But the continuing, what happened in that story, the continuation of that story, was he went along and he went to be Moshe. And he went to be Malshin. The Chayre, what happened after that was way worse, way beyond the Shire that Sinaspin of that began with. They began then on a whole crusade, a whole mission. Chorot Machan Kalisol, Chorot Machan Midrash. And the Gemara's Asik here is Kamsa Bar Kamsa, it wasn't invited through, man, didn't it? How does that explain to us what the token of this story? And what the Lord is telling us is a very different message. A person was embarrassed. A person was made to feel distanced. He was ridiculed. The result of that was that a person was so bitter about himself. He was so forbittered about the way he was treated. But his actions and whatever he did as a continuation of this is better than all the source. It was his chalil of a vayashaya person. If a vayashaya person, you make a person feel the way you do, then you have to be considered the people who are responsible. The Gemara doesn't talk about the Nasira, but the Gemara talks about the sinas chayim that happened. And we know Rabbi says, but I want to take from this a very positive message. And can unbuckle that chulila by the branch of a person, you're responsible for anything that happens afterwards. And can look for shnei don't forget. How much if you mechazik a person, and that person continues to achieve and continues to do, what a schus there is for being mechazik people. If being mevazik a person means that you're responsible for making chorob abis amigdosh, that the mechazak a person means that you've got the source of everything that a person goes on to achieve, in whichever area it is. That's what the Gemara is telling us. And the Gemara is telling us also that a maisa yochid can be machreb a mikdosh. And for that we can understand that a maisa yochid can be a mikdosh. We can be mechazak people. We can build generations and build people with chizuk. And that's considered our actions. Consider the results of that which we do. That's something that we need to take from the Gemara. You know, we've got a Ben Zmanim ahead of us. Ben Zmanim is a time of opportunity for a lot of things. One of the things is everybody can spend time with his family members. Get with chizuk for everybody around him. It's an interesting thing, sometimes a person's program with daily life doesn't even allow opportunities. Also, Chazal's not mentioned, his closest, nearest and dearest. Again, Chazal's not mentioned. Times to give people to feel good about themselves. And there's both, like a Baltic opinion. But there is, from the Chazal, whoever it is. whichever members you've associated with and even those which you're not. Was it not? One the good of. And that is something which we're considered to try to do mechazak, or being a sayurin. And that's the kirch of Avodas HaTefillin. We talk about Mikdash. You know, the Mikdash had that koyach, the Tomid Shal Shachar, the Tomid Shal Bein Arbayim, as we've mentioned already, Kaporas Avodas, the Brochir, the Skulas. I often think to myself, Shteitach in the Gemara, that the Tefillas, the Bamokim, Korbonas, the Rambam brings it. There was a Tomid Shal Shachar, Tomid Shal Bein Arbayim, a Masakim Bein HaShachris and a Mincha. It's a mind-boggling to think that what one korban could achieve in Migdosh, one set, one sheps that he brought in Migdosh, ganz kali sold off and down and yidden told off to get it, some of it, and the end from any korban in Migdosh. When any korban told me that dichte gemacht hat that. But our avoid is we're mocking the Tomid. Let's understand what does that mean. That means that the Tomid was a gemengdaz a his karvus to the Rebbeinu Shalom. Korban is velosin the his karvus, velosin his karvus. The Lashon Tzvikas, our Tzvillas, just want to lead you a few words. Rabbi Nehemiah was a shrike in Shara Avoida. And he says the following, HaKorbonos v'hatzvillah inyan echad lohem, u'vahem yizkar v'al odem el boira il hidabek eilov Tzvikas gemura, lebilte yez v'chitzim hafsakas minim. As really a korban is a ganz little of everything that he represented to Tzvikas and Rebbeinu Shemayim, it was nothing else. Other than the Ribbono Shel Olam that this korban represented, Tefillah is the same thing. Tefillah is a hishtapkus of Ribbono Shel Olam, is a hishtapkus of nefesh of a person who is carved to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The will to erase the chizm of seches b'nei. I never saw a connection, a different kind of dvikus. From the shtein of davenin, with that hiskarvus, with that feeling, the world around us is bottled. Doesn't exist. So Shteidach in Ramal, Yeres in Ramal, Yosef, Feldira, Oilam, everything around it, other than Ribbono Shel Olam, you down the Ribbono Shel Olam with its connection, with the feeling, with its vikas. And these tefillahs are gewaltige koichas. And it's something which always, the kviyas of tefillah, the kviyas of the mochim of tefillah, the time of tefillah, becomes a bein azman, a bein azman, a bein azman, a time which we know when we're going to daven. And we daven with the chashivas for the tefillahs that we daven. And these tefillahs of the koyach, koyka v'erev, to be able to achieve so much. If Chazal understood that tefillahs were mocking to meet in Tiknum, it means it. It means what it says. It means we can achieve. It means we can get there. When we're burning us atomid and we can get to Allah Valkendorf. But it's a nitzchizot. I must tell you everybody's side. I had a story with somebody recently, just the following. Somebody who needed the issue in some area. I think it's ucht skudas shaynas. And I told him, you know what? Let's come and daven together. We daven in the streets of daven. Apol vachem. We daven in the chazal zayin the tefillah and see where we get to. He found that too hot. I don't blame your voice. I make kids out of it. I just want to be my ear and good. You can't be tried one day. Don't daven by me daven. I'm out of the chanish was out of the best of you to daven with. And the way is Hashem and Hamlet is sure. But that's not the point of it. This does mean it. And where it was, we have to be machshir, what's the chashir is? Chazal ha-zayfa ha-melishtel, tzavik ta-zayfa ha-kerichas in the zach, and the matzahs we're machshir, that's how much is going to achieve for us. And we walk away from this avidus, and only from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, but we're going to insulate this with something. It's going to end up, but the summer in which we're going to keep on to this, this gaguyim, this dveikus, was mevatn, for the gemalti to be away from the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, in various ways. Alad, alam al-chavir, the chazal zah mentioned, zah nazah zah tikunim of the world, to make sure. We're going to reverse anything which caused the Sibuk Hashem. But we'll look at the Mechal of Harav. Everybody's got into ways of doing it. But if you take it, we haven't been spending this on time. And I mean, even if it means a little bit extra putting yourself out to make this meaning, whatever it is, to make it work for you. And to believe in it. It's a Baram Mechazrikas. But we can't Zrikasan with that. We have to believe in it, we have to practice it, we have to understand it. The Rebbeinu Shem held from Abayis, the Wildish Marach, and they also prepared themselves for Kent Tachos again, now we're in. The Rebbeinu Shem should be in the Kabul, I just finish off. Back over the Tzvili was state in the Gemara. What did the Tannis achieve for all of us? As I say, to show how much the Hestapon, how much it bothers us, how much Yid needs and wants the Kavod Shamayim, his own function, his own life. Oh, but there's a Tzvili in the Gemara, which refers to the Kerech HaKabonis and the Kerech HaTanis bin Masuyim. Shait in the Gemara, under our prayer, was Gebrein, because every time is when we say it, we finish off. Yibayin Karolom in Godi Gedo Lachanecho. Yizman Shabisim Eidu Shayakayim Ava Zaitu Mei Bikorben Ve'im Akribim En Achel Doi Ledomoi Bikorben Tu Mechapa Geven At Matai Geven Ve'at Barachamecho Rabbi Mechaper Ot Zich Gwein Tzah Sricha Yad HaKapora Yad HaYeshua He had what he needed. That's finished in the Gemara. That which everybody today, along the difficult tannis of Tisha B'Av, should be kechilad munachal v'mizbeach. As in a korban, we talked up today about how much korbanos can achieve. This is saying. And the Mizbal of the Rebbeinu Shalom, that every meal of Chalda V'Domah of Gans Chal Yisrael should be even Sir Tzeini, should be Mizkabu Ba'av and Mizkabu Ba'rotzen. Then as it's Yadua, with that I'd like to finish, Taka. Tisha B'Av is made up of two halachas. It's made up of a halacha of Avelos, Nilmas from the halachas, you sit on the floor like an oval. But it's also Nilmas from halachas of Yom HaKippurim, as I'm ready to say, you know, and the Chasunach said, the Sakhtar about this. There are halachas, both of Yom Kippur has Chamisha Yinoim, an oval, is allowed to wash his hands. You know, Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to be Moshe that's going by mind. Not Nilmud from Yom Kippur, because the Mishka Lachan Hilchas Avodas. Because the Chedek of the Tisha B'Av, the Hiskarvus and the Tikkun, the Yema Tshuva, that the Tisha B'Av like Yom Kippur. It's where the two come together. In a Yema Miskarvus and Yema Vekas, Fidda Avodas, through the Tikkun, Zuch with Rebbe Mishalem. And at the end of this day, the Mishpah of Rebbe Mishalem is on the Kabul. Hob Makabul given, the ganze sale of Avedas, the whole 3 weeks from Kal Yisrael, the whole 9 days from Kal Yisrael, and the whole Tisha B'Av from Kal Yisrael. So the Ishma had got all together. Nachas Ruach. The Zeicher Rebs and Chosa Al Yidin is on the Zen. That the Shishi Yeshua is in their homes, in their lives. For that bit that we've shown for yearning for the Beis HaMikdash, what's the Beis HaMikdash, has that koyach to be able to do for all of us. And we're going to mechaz at Zayn Zich. In what Beis HaMikdash means to us. In Sidra Avodah Amad, you make a plan of Beis ahead of the holidays. The holidays need to have a program for learning, and a program for davening, and a program for how we're going to reach out to each other. And if this is going to be the platform for the chizik of Al Machaveru, the chizik in the Sidra Atfilah, and the chizik in our Avodah Amokim is something which is an Avodah Ritzuyah Ma'oid, the Baruch Hu is our hope, as everybody should go out of his godless, of his life. And Klal Yisrael collectively should be released from the ganze golus, from the ganze Klal Yisrael. The Baruch Hashem Marachim Zayin should see it, and the Volta Yerotzim for everything that we try to achieve today. And we should see a Volta Yerotzim going from here to the Amen.